When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Just a reminder, spring training action for the Cubs continues today against the Guardians. Coverage begins at 1:55 right here on 670 The Score. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer got the call for the latest news on the Cubs or Sox. Try listening to chapters from our show through the Odyssey app. Each topic we cover is broken out so that you can find what matters to you the most. You can get started right now by downloading the Odyssey app, then search 670 The Score and tap on a recent episode of one of our shows. And maybe you might want to go back and check the chapter where I'm talking to Josh Schrock, my next guest. And he joins me right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Of course, you can catch him on NBC Sports, also co-host of Under Center Podcast. It is none other than Josh Schrock. Schrock, what up, man? Long time, no talk.
Yeah, how we doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. I think, you know, you've been having these hot takes and people just been, they can't touch you because you're too hot. Josh.
That's right.
Let's start with Justin, man. I just spent an hour with the listeners here, Josh, just talking about, you know, updated thoughts on Caleb Williams and on Justin Fields. So let's start with the Fields portion for you. I mean, I know you've been, I don't want to say critical, but you've been open and honest with your evaluation of Justin. Where does this sit right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been pretty consistent with, I think Justin deserves all the credit in the world for getting better. He's worked really hard. He's been in an awful situation that has really broken a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, and he hasn't broken, right? I think he's clearly a starting caliber NFL quarterback who can keep getting better, and that's really just a credit to him, because the Bears really didn't put a lot around him until this past year with DJ Moore. But it just hasn't been consistent enough from the pocket. And I think really what it comes down to, Gabe, is the fourth quarter numbers, the game-winning drive stats. That's the kind of stuff that you really can't overlook. Like, you can say, yeah, he's been, you know, he's been escaping the pocket with a passer's mentality. He's been better about keeping his eyes downfield. Maybe he's getting a little quicker through the progressions, but you can't be the 34th ranked passer in the fourth quarter. You know, you can't be 26th in yards and 28th in completion percentage. You can't have only two game-winning drives, one of which was a kneel down after a pick. So that kind of stuff is really troubling. So I get the Justin supporters. I understand it's very electric when he breaks three tackles and runs for 40 yards. I think that's, he does some stuff with his legs that no one else does, but the winning from the pocket, it just hasn't been there. And when you have the chance to draft Caleb Williams, I think that's where it comes in. Like, I honestly think that if the Bears had the third or fourth pick, this is a much, much different conversation. But I think because it's Caleb Williams, it's really not that difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, had they, you know, if it was just the ninth pick, right? Yeah. I don't think that we're necessarily having the same conversations, but the opportunity exists. And you said it, you know, well about Justin Fields. I think we all can agree that he is talented. Now, no one's saying that he's a trash quarterback or bottom of the league or anything like that. No one's saying that. It's just that the opportunity exists to upgrade at that position. And, you know, the Bears have that opportunity. And so you think that for sure Bears are going that route with Caleb Williams after everything you saw with the combine?
Yeah, I do. I mean, when I got to Indianapolis, I expected it to be consensus that it was Caleb, but it was almost unanimous, Gabe. Like, everyone you talk to around the league is just like, yeah, they're going to take Caleb. They're going to take Caleb. Especially once Caleb came out and told ESPN he would play for the Bears. We didn't think that was really a question, but he doesn't talk a lot. So once he broke his silence, it was like, okay, everyone around the league is pretty in lockstep that it's going to be Caleb Williams. And I don't think there's a reason that it shouldn't be, honestly. I mean, this guy, he can really do it all. He's a very quick processor. He's got quick hands. Obviously the off script stuff is incredible. And I think you put it well. I think any team, any franchise, really any company, is always looking to upgrade, especially at key positions. So it's not about Justin being bad. It's just about how good Caleb can be. And I think the floor and ceiling are both much higher with Caleb.
We're talking to Josh Schrock from NBC Sports here on 670 The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez. Talk to me about Ryan Poles. You were obviously, up close, personal, on just seeing the draft picks last year, over the last couple of years, and seeing how they've panned out. His approach this year, I'm sure he talks about it being similar, but, they're going to be looking to add some talent. Talk to me about Ryan Poles and his decision-making process and what you think is going into, not just for the quarterback position, Josh, but for the Bears team as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've learned about Ryan Poles is just how disciplined he is, how process-oriented he is, and that process has obviously led him and the Bears to a lot of prospects who are, traits over tape guys, right? That doesn't mean they can't play. Like, Darnell Wright clearly can play, and he had the traits, but they've taken a lot of guys who are, 8.5, 9.5 on the RAS, and some players who you've kind of looked at and been like, man, I didn't really see it in college, but I see the speed, I see the strength, I see the length. But I think the Bears are going to approach this draft, especially if we operate under the premise that they're going to take Caleb at one. They've done a lot of work on that defense, and I think they're going to approach this draft kind of opposite. I think they're going to approach it with the idea that, okay, we're going to take this guy at one, but we also need to find a way to surround him with a lot more talent than we have on offense right now to get the best out of him. And I don't think that's going to mean they're going to eschew the RAS favored grading, but I just think, whereas last year they went OT in the first round and it was pretty much, it's DT cornerback, and then finally got a wide receiver and running back on day three. I think it's going to be much more offense focused, just because they really do need to make sure that Caleb kind of lands and has more than just DJ Moore and Cole Kmet to work with.
Yeah, there are definitely some holes there for that Bears team. Obviously, free agency is about to come up, so they're going to address some there.
Yep.
What in your mind, when you're valuing, certain positions where there are holes, is there a position that stands out to you that you feel is better suited to be addressed in free agency rather than in the draft?
First of all, I probably look to address center in free agency. I think when you're going to have a rookie quarterback, I'd like to have a veteran guy, maybe a Connor Williams, maybe someone like that who's just a little more polished at the NFL. So you're not with, a rookie center and a rookie quarterback. I think that can kind of calm things down. I think you're really looking at positions where you don't get the discount, right, if you're drafting. Like, with wide receiver, you're getting a big discount. If you take Romo Dunze and he's a star for 5 years, you're getting a contract discount. You're not really getting that much of a contract discount on with a center. So I'd probably go center. And then I really think in free agency, I think that's where they should probably spend to finish off the defense. Like, there was a lot of chatter in Indianapolis that they're going to go after an edge rusher in free agency. Danielle Hunter, Jonathan Greenard, a little bit of chatter that they could try to trade for Hassan Reddick if he becomes available. So I think they might try to polish off the defense in free agency and then go young, cheap, and talented on offense outside of center.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we are literally on the same page when it comes to center position. Connor Williams, I like him. The injury kind of scares me, but I like a couple of other centers, but I do think that's one that you should focus on in free agency. You mentioned the chatter at the combine and, what potentially could be happening with the Chicago Bears. What did you take away from people in terms of their outlook of the Chicago Bears, right? Because a couple years ago, as fans, we've understood that, you know, the Bears have somewhat been the laughingstock of the league for the last couple of years. So I'm curious, like, when you're there, obviously the talk of the town is the Bears, the number one pick, and Justin Fields, et cetera. But did you feel like the perception of the organization or the team changed, or was it pretty much like, you know, Bears are probably going to mess this up?
I don't know if it's changed. I would say it's changing, and I think a lot of that has to do with the idea that they are going to take Caleb Williams. I think a lot of people around the league are impressed with what Ryan Poles has done. They see that he's built a young ascending roster. Obviously, he's not perfect. Every GM makes mistakes. Shout out to Chase Claypool. But overall, I think the opinion of Ryan Poles is very high just because of the way he's built it. And, you know, the trade last year of the number one pick, they got them DJ Moore, they got them Darnell Wright, and then they got them this pick that's going to turn into Caleb Williams. It certainly seems like people around the league believe this is a new Bears, a kind of a new era of the Bears. And with Caleb Williams coming in, you know, a lot of people told me like, hey, everything's going to be different. Like it's not going to be the Bears of old. And a lot of that has to do with Ryan Poles. And, you know, the thought around the league is that he's someone who can be trusted to put the necessary pieces around a guy like Caleb Williams. Whereas, you know, Gabe, as you know, Bears regimes in the past have kind of, you know, how you say, kindly struggled to develop quarterbacks.
Yeah, that they have. It's just so like people that, you know, obviously, you know, I take a lot of calls. I hear a lot of opinions on this situation. And it's shocking how many people hate Caleb Williams for no reason, like zero reason. And I want to be very transparent here. I like Drake May. I like Drake May and the draft picks. I want to be very clear. I like Drake May and the draft picks better than I like Caleb Williams. But but it's shocking to me how grown men could just be like, no, not this guy. Everyone thinks he's great. Not this guy. I want the mediocre quarterback that we've had for the last 3 years instead. It's odd.
Yeah, no, it's honestly the, you know, the last, I don't know what I've been doing this now for, 2-3 months. It's been the strangest thing that I've ever really encountered. I think you can like a different quarterback other than Caleb Williams. Like you said, I like Drake May too. I don't know if I like him more than Caleb Williams, but the people who don't like Caleb Williams because, you know, he paints his fingernails or he got emotional with his mom or, you know, he doesn't talk. So like there's this narrative that fills a vacuum that he creates because he doesn't do interviews, and all of a sudden people think he's something that he's not. And I think if you watched him, you know, talk with us for the 15 minutes at the combine, he was very confident. He was very polished. And I honestly was pretty impressed with him just as a person that you'd have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, the first question, everyone's seen the viral clip of the guy screaming at him if he's scared and he's a coward to compete against and be measured against everyone. And Cale handled that really well, right? That's a super aggressive question to come out with. And he handled it well. And I think he's a good kid. I think that the attachment to Justin, I get it from the standpoint of the Bears have searched for a quarterback for a long, long time. And, you know, there are certainly moments where it looked like it was Justin, and, you know, you're scared that you're going to trade him and he's going to be an all pro in Atlanta or an all pro in Pittsburgh. But, you know, like Ryan Poole said, you really can't be kind of, you know, you can't be lorded over by fear in this situation. And Caleb Williams has done nothing on the field or off the field to make you think that he's not going to succeed.
Yeah. We're talking to Josh Schrock from NBC Sports here on 670 The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez. Josh, you're going to be covering this team next season. When you think about expectations, what do those look like for you?
Honestly, they're pretty high. If we operate under the fact that they're going to have Caleb Williams, they still have, you know, whatever, $50, $60 million to spend. We expect them to get a veteran center, add another edge rusher. Let's say that things fall their way in the draft and they end up with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. It should be really high. I mean, we've talked. I really love the Shane Waldron hire. I love what he does. I think the offense is going to make a lot more sense than it did last year at times under Luke Getsy. I think the Bears should be more explosive. And this was a 7-10 team that, you know, is three boneheaded kind of moments away from being 10-7 anyways with Justin and four games of Tyson Bagent. So I don't think there's any reason if the Bears nail free agency and the draft as we kind of have mapped out that they shouldn't go 9-8, 10-7, and at least have a, you know, be in play for a wild card spot.
You gotta clean your mouth out because you're talking dirty right now, Josh. I like it. I like it a lot. This is exactly what I wanted to hear with something like that. Because you're right. If you get another quarterback, Romo Dunze at 9 would just be insane. But if that were to happen, along with the free agency additions, I mean, you're right. It's going to be a fun team to cover. Now the one area of concern for me, and it's a holdover from last year, and I'm just not sure how they're going to address it, is the running back position. Yeah. I'm not as big on Khalil. I like Khalil Herbert, but I'm not, like, I don't think he is your ultra back to be the starter. You know, you saw some, you know, he's going to deal with injuries. He's not used to carrying the load. So I'm just not sure what the bear, like, Deontay Foreman's out, got a couple holdovers, but there's no, like, surefire plan that I see at the running back position. Does that scare you as well? Who's back there right now in the present?
Yeah, I don't know if it scares me. I think you and I are in lockstep with Khalil Herbert. I like Khalil Herbert as kind of your number two change of pace back. You know, I thought he did really well in that role behind David Montgomery, right? David would just kind of pound, 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 and then you bring in Khalil, and that's one cut and go, and there's 50 yards. And that's kind of where he excels. And I think the Bears, their hope is that Roschon Johnson can kind of fill that David Montgomery role and be more of a bell cow this year, and then Khalil can kind of play off that. I thought they kind of got in their own way last year with the running backs. I thought the idea that not only running back by committee, but, oh, hey, it's going to be the starter's going to be whoever performs well in practice during the week. We all start fresh. Like, I thought that took everyone out of rhythm. Like, there were so many weeks where Foreman was the guy and then he's inactive. And it's well, what's going on here? So I think they need to figure that out. But I think their goal is to just have Roschon Johnson kind of take that year two leap and just have him and Khalil kind of be the 1-2 punch.
Oh my God, that's scary. I don't want any part of that. But you're right. It was so weird last year. It was like, we got Deontay Foreman. Going into the season, I was like, oh, he's a starter. He's going to be the starter without question. Khalil will be the change of pace guy. And then the first game of the season against Green Bay, you know, Luke Getsy has two toss plays to Deontay Foreman. And I'm like, dude, no, he's supposed to be running between the tackles. And then he doesn't play. And then Khalil gets hurt. Roschon gets hurt. And then when all three of them came back together in the middle of the season to be on the roster, and Eberflus was just like, yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do. I was just like, my God, this is the worst. So I hope they figure that out, and I hope it's not just, you know, the guys back there, because I do think it's an important piece, you know, for this specific Chicago Bears team with a guy like Caleb Williams back there. If they end up taking him, like, that running back is going to be a running back position is going to be tough as well. They need to fix that out. Give me something else about the Bears that you want to see them change out or maybe upgrade before I let you go.
Man, what do I see change out or upgrade? You know, I mean, to me, I know there's a ton of buzz about kind of the way Jervon Dexter finished the season. They really got to get that three technique figured out. They got to figure out if he's the guy, or are they bringing back Justin Jones and it's going to be by committee, or, you know, do they end up taking their big swing in free agency on Christian Wilkins, right, who's going to avoid the franchise tag because the Dolphins can't even clear $21 million to tag and trade him. Is that their big swing? Because as we know, the three technique, that's what this defense kind of runs off of. Montez Sweat has been a massive addition, but they still need a guy in the middle who can beat one-on-one blocks consistently and penetrate. Is that Dexter, or do they take a big swing? Because this defense is really good. This defense is ascending. They're going to add an edge rusher. But what is the future of the three technique position? I think the middle of both lines, center and the three technique, are kind of what I'm looking at, just if we assume they're drafting Caleb Williams, and then they're gonna find a way to get a good edge rusher opposite Montez.
Yeah, there's that correlation there between, you know, being solid in the trenches and victories. So that's something that the Bears most certainly are going to try to address. Josh, great stuff as always, man. Great to catch up with you again. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You got it, Gabe. Anytime.
Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago, hanging out with me on 670 The Score. Make sure you check out the podcast Under Center as well. Just the team that does that, they do a fantastic job. So make sure you check them out on NBC Sports. All right. I want to go Bulls. I want to talk Bulls so bad. But I know we're in the zone, so I'm going to leave it here. And I'll save Bulls for the last break of the day. But you heard Josh Schrock. You heard him talking about Justin. You heard him talking about Caleb. And I want to open the lines again. I need my people back. everybody was calling in and, you know, giving me crap about Justin and crap about Caleb. I'm curious. He hit the podium. You just heard Josh Schrock talk about him. Updated thoughts on Caleb Williams. Do you want him or nah? 312-644-6767. I'll take your updated thoughts on Justin Fields as well. All right, your calls on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
What a Sunday it's been so far. Hanging out at the Score Studios, live and local. Gabe Ramirez. My shifts don't stop here, man. Gonna be taking your phone calls in a second. Right when I finish this shift at 11:54, I am walking right down the hall to B96. I'm on today from 12 to 5, so if you need a little pop music in your life, go ahead and tune over to B in just a second. But now we're talking about a different kind of a B, the Bears. Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, what they're going to do with that first pick in the draft. Updated thoughts on Caleb Williams is what I'm really asking for here from you guys. We had a really, really heated 10 o'clock hour with some great phone calls. Just finished talking to Josh Schrock from NBC Sports. So I was, you know, wanted to open up the lines again. Let's go to Dan out in Springfield. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Love the show. Last time I called the show, I was calling to talk about Tariq Cohen. but I just wanted to, then I got pulled over. I should have had the host try to get me out of the ticket in Nebraska.
Oh, man. They probably would have gave you double tickets. But talk to me about what the Bears in this number one pick.
Well, Caleb Williams, I like him. But, you know, it's like as a Bears fan, you don't know. And you want the best. But you know, it's been hard. And maybe take the picks and take Drake May, because you don't know with Caleb Williams either, you know?
Let me say this, Dan, and this is something that, you know, because I hear people say that, right? Like, you don't know about Caleb. You don't know. He hasn't played a down in the NFL. Yes, that's how rookies, that's how it works with rookies. They play in college, and then they play in the NFL. But here's what I got to say, because I want to go specifically to the you don't know part of it. Not even the Caleb Williams part, the you don't know part. If you trade that number one pick for more draft picks, why then all of a sudden are we certain about the compensation that we will receive in the future? Why are we certain that whatever draft picks we get in 24, 25, 26, that those somehow, some way are going to be surefire, bona fide hits? Like, how is that possible? How can we say, let's get draft picks so we can certainly get bona fide talent in the second and third round for sure, and pass up on the number one pick that we're unsure about? That part doesn't make sense to me, Dan.
Well, what I was thinking was to get the number two pick, like you were mentioning. If they could, like, swing the number two pick with Washington and then get Drake May instead, you know?
Okay, I see what you're saying. I got you, Dan. Thanks for the call, man. The good thing is this. We don't know. That's the beauty of 670, the score. That's the beauty of your opinion. It's the beauty of still having a month and a half before the draft actually happens. The beauty of it is we can have these discussions. And the reason why I love phone calls, right, is because maybe I haven't thought of everything. I almost said somebody's name, but I'm not smarter than everybody, right? So I want to hear your opinions. I want to hear this. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Matt out in Wisconsin. Matt, who do you want with that number one pick?
Caleb Williams, hands down.
Talk to me. Why?
He's a generational quarterback. All the pros say so. Guys much smarter than all of us say so. My problem is we're not patient, and we don't know how to deal with a generational quarterback. Mm. If I'm Pace, I'm taking the best free agent quarterback, the best center, sitting Caleb, letting him get acclimated like the Packers have done for years, Tom Brady, Mahomes, they get acclimated. They don't throw him out on a 7-win team and expect them to take him to the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Thanks for the call, Matt. And I think you're talking about polls, not pace first, but the patient thing. Wow. It's so true and not stated enough. Not emphasized enough. Because it's not just, I'm going to be very clear, it's not just patience and the Chicago Bears. It's patience in Chicago. Right? Pick a sport. People are saying Pete Carroll Armstrong is the best defender in all of baseball at the center field position. This man, what? Right? It's the pressure. No patience. We need Pete Carroll Armstrong to be amazing now. Luis Robert, he has to be an MVP for the White Sox. Patrick Williams, I need you to be amazing because you're the fourth pick. You got to be great right now. Justin Fields, what's taking you so long? Right? I get it. Like, we as a city want greatness now. We had Walter Payton. We had Michael Jordan. You know, fill in the blanks on the baseball side. And we want it immediately. And I get it. Especially because Caleb Williams, if drafted by the Chicago Bears with the number one pick, is going to be expected to win now. Right now. There's no, you're a rookie quarterback and you get to go 6-11. No. They will eat you up if that happens. It's a great point. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Anthony out in Brighton Park. Anthony, you want to keep Justin Fields, don't you?
Yes, sir. I've spoken to you twice already on this issue.
And I love it. Welcome back.
My position is I would keep Justin. I would trade down, and I'd grab Marvin Harrison Jr. I'd take the haul. I would take Joe Alt at 9. If he's not there, I would take Fashanu to build the offensive line, and I would go with those additional picks that you'd get for trading down for giving away Caleb Williams. That's my strategy, because there are other holes that the Bears need to fill. You were talking about running backs. There are some running backs available in free agency, if you want to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, a ton of free agents, running backs available. So I think that'd be another place where the Bears can find themselves a steal, and they will, because they're not going to want to waste.
Saquon Barkley is 27 years old.
Yeah, but he's going to cost a lot, right? So you're looking for a free
Bears
agent.
The Bears have $84 million.
And I don't want them to spend 10 of it on a running back, right?
So I'm
just saying, like, there's going to be some talent there, but. Let me ask you one more question, actually, Anthony. Put him back up, Tyler. Anthony, let me ask you one more question. Because this is a real question. This is not trying to talk trash about Justin or whatever. This is a real scenario that I would love for us to discuss for 1 second. What happens in week one versus the Packers, right? Because they usually play the Packers week one. Week one versus Packers, Justin Fields still the quarterback. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr. DJ Moore has 7 targets for 80 yards, and Marvin Harrison Jr. has 2 targets. All right, like is that going to sit well with you? Is that what you envision
no,
to happen?
No, but respectfully, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Okay, then paint the picture for me. That's why I wanted to have it. Paint the picture. Week one, Justin Fields, he has DJ Moore and Marvin Harris Jr. Tell me how many targets and how many yards.
I think that DJ will probably have about 120, and I think Marvin Harris will have about 160.
Okay, that's enough. All right, Anthony. I appreciate the phone call. That is never going to happen. Ever, where Justin Fields is going to come out week one and DJ Moore gets $120 and Marvin Harris Jr. has $160. First of all, they'll put him too close to 300, which he's only done twice. But you know what? Let me take a step back. Maybe, right? Maybe, but maybe not. I'll say that as well. But I like it. It sounds great. DJ Moore with $120. Marvin Harrison Jr. with $160, and Justin Fields is the person that was throwing him the ball. That sounds amazing. Does it sound believable to you? Right, that's what I thought. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Orlando. One of the Oak Park boys. What up?
That's right. Oak Park. Right here by Harlem and Madison, right by the Wendy's.
Hey, you're right by my house over there. All right, talk to me.
Cool. Actually, I'm tired of you guys talking about Justin and Caleb. It's just getting on my nerves.
Wait, Orlando, what are we supposed to talk about then? I got to do 3-hour show. What am I supposed to? The Bulls?
We can talk about the sorry Bulls. We can talk about the up and coming Cubs and the sorry Sox.
You're fair. You're right.
But I prefer to stick with Justin and take the haul, but. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to be a Bears fan. I'm going to root for the Bears regardless because that's my team. And another thing was, I'm so tired of you all trying to compare Caleb and Justin as far as the college stats. USC was the throwing team. Ohio State had a 2,000 yard rusher on their team. So they had more yards almost passing than rushing. So you guys can stop doing that comparison. It doesn't make any sense.
I hear you. Orlando, let's talk about Justin for a second, because I know you want to keep
okay.
him. Okay.
Yeah, I want to keep him.
Yeah, hold on. Let me ask the question. So do you think in your heart of hearts that Justin Fields can bring us, I'm talking about the fan base, us, a Super Bowl?
Yes. The guy has already been broken. It started with Matt Nagy, man. Matt Nagy.
Tell me, you know what I want you to do, Orlando, though? I want anyone that calls up to talk about Justin Fields to stop talking about the bad things, like Nagy, like the offensive. Sell me on the good stuff. Sell me on the good things.
Okay. The good thing would be for him to stay and have this new offensive coordinator.
No. I'm talking about Justin Fields. Like, I want somebody to call in and not say he needs new offensive line. He needs more wide receiver. I want people to be like, man, his arm when he
that
stuff.
It's so Gabe. It's been so much bad to happen to the guy that outnumbers the good.
Fair. That's a fair counter argument there. But I still want people to be able to sell me on Justin Fields, and because it's not just me, it's a lot of people, and I think that. You have to sell me on. That's fine. You have to sell me on him being. Like, I don't want you to tell me, Gabe, but the offensive line was trash. Gabe, the wide receiver was trash. Gabe, the offensive coordinator was trash. That's not how you're going to sell me and those that don't want Justin Fields. You're not going to sell me on that, because the simple counter to that, Orlando and everybody else, is, bro, if you put a good quarterback in that situation,
that stuff would still be true, but he would show you that at least he's good. And I think that that's the biggest difference with Justin Fields, is that, fine, you want to, Orlando said it, majority of the time it was bad. Fine. Let's take out 60% of Justin Fields' productivity. And let's take out that bad. And let's just look at the 40 good. And if we're looking at that, that 40 is not operating on a super high level where you think he's a top 10 quarterback. I'm not me, at least. And so, again, if you're going to sell me, you got to sell me on the good and what that looks like moving forward, because you're going to have to tell me he's going to be more accurate. He's going to get the ball out quicker, Gabe. He's going to do these. He's going to lead teams down on a drive. He's not going to look frazzled back there. Oh, he looks like he's broken back there. I don't want that. I don't want him to feel broken. So, again, you have to sell me on these other things in order to get me to want to lay down my undying love for the Chicago Bears team with him at the quarterback. Like, it's going to be tough. Do I get a chance to take one more, Tyler, or no? I got to wrap or what? One more? All right, cool. Do I want to go Justin or Caleb? Because that's really what it is. I got every single line lit up here, and half of them don't want Caleb, half of them don't want Justin. Have I given too much time to either? Let's go to Jeff from Minneapolis. Let's take an outsider's perspective. Jeff, you don't want Caleb Williams. You want Justin Fields.
Yeah, Gabe, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, bro. You want some good about Justin Fields? Let me give you some bad first. Like your brother said, you got to visit some of the bad stuff.
No, I don't want to, Jeff. That's what I said. You can't start your statement with, let me give you some good, and then circle okay. back and be like, okay, well, you know okay. what, though? Let me, but let me start with the bad. 6,000,
okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I got you.
6,674 yards, 40 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. Okay, that's cool. 82.3.
That's not cool. Go ahead.
What's not cool? 30?
No, 40, okay, 40 and 30.
Let's go here, Gabe, let's go here. He had 9 interceptions last year. 3 of those shouldn't have been interceptions, right? One kicked off.
Was that what we're doing?
Leg in the end zone.
Okay.
Popped up, somebody caught it. The other interception was also some Hail Mary that was batted away that the guy didn't even catch. So you know we can go through that kind of stuff out there. But let me ask you a question. With them tearing down the team and rebuilding the whole team with a young quarterback. You mean to tell me, let's say if you put Purdy on this team, on the Bears team the last 3 years, would the Bears be a Super Bowl champion?
The Niners weren't Super Bowl champions.
I guarantee you, if Justin Fields was with the Niners, the Niners still could have had a chance to win the Super Bowl. They're not going to do that with Jake Purdy on this team that you didn't really rebuild. You tore your whole defense down. That's countless games that Justin Fields, if you're going to be fair about it, especially in the Not this year, but last year when they played Dallas and a few other teams. It wasn't against the Dallas game, but he had brought that team back, and that defense lost the game for him on at least 3 or 4 occasions last year, the year before. So, you know, you can't – come on, man. Get a man. You're going to go down, and you're going to rebuild a whole team, and then when you get it to the point where you got draft capital, you got money to spend, you build a good team, and then you're going to ship him off, and you're going to bring a young kid in there, and as soon as he goes off, you're going to say, okay, because he was great and Justin was trash? No, because he came into a better situation. He came in when you built the team up. Right or wrong?
If you're talking about that specific...
Why won't you get Justin that same chance? You had him in there when everything was tore down.
I'll tell you why, Jeff. I got you, Jeff. I'll tell you why. The answer is simple. Because he had 3 years to show you whether or not he should be allowed to stay on the team with this new iteration of it. 3 years. If you're at a job for 3 years, Jeff, in Minneapolis, for 3 years, if you're at a job and your boss is looking at you and there's an opportunity to replace you, and you're like, boss, keep me. We're getting new computers. We're getting new things. I'm going to be better. And your boss is like, bro, I've just been watching you work for 3 years. I'd rather just go with this guy. I don't know how good he's going to be, but everybody keeps telling me he's the man. And I got these new computers. I got all this other new stuff. No, you're good, bro. Hey, bro, have a good one. I appreciate your 3 years with me. It was great. That's the simple answer. That you've seen it. Like, you yourself are saying Justin Fields didn't have this, this, this. You don't think Ryan Poles is looking at it through the same lens? You don't think that he's weighing that into his equation? Of course he is. You think that he's dismissing all of that? You think he's blind to the fact that maybe coaching wasn't the greatest and he's had a bunch of offensive coordinators and that the wide receivers haven't been great? You think he's blind to that? Come on. Ryan Poles is looking at that and saying, we can be better here. That is literally it at its most elementary form. Can we be better at the quarterback position? And based off what he has seen in the last 3 years and a large majority of us, the Bears can be better there. And I think that's what it boils down to. 312-644-6767. I'm going to take a call or two on the other side. Got one more break before we get up out of here, man. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
That's right. Got a couple more minutes with you guys before I get out of here. And do not forget, spring training action for the Cubs continues today against the Guardians. Coverage begins at 1:55 right here on 670 The Score. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer got the call for the latest news on the Cubs or Sox. Download the Odyssey app. You should try checking out this thing called Chapters. It's where each show has, where each topic is like broken out so you can find, you know, whatever matters to you the most. To get started, just download the Odyssey app, then search 670 The Score and tap on a recent episode of any of your favorite shows. This is a fast 3 hours. I didn't know I was going to take as many phone calls as I did, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad you guys got the opportunity to talk about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're bored of the angles and the talking, it's fine. That's why I opened it up for the line, so that I wasn't talking for 2 hours about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. I wanted to hear your thoughts, and there's some good ones out there. A lot of people called in and said some great stuff. We got Jeff, Minneapolis, had some good takes. Got my guy Ant. Just really, you know, really good, respectable conversations. And I'm hesitant to take one more before I get out of here. So I won't. Just because, for what? We already know what it is. You're split. And you're going to be split for quite some time. Even when Caleb Williams gets drafted by the Chicago Bears, if he gets drafted by the Chicago Bears, you're going to hate him. You're going to hate it. The minute he throws an incompletion, you're going to get on him. Like, that's not going to change. What I do hope, and that we can agree on, is that we all want the Bears to win the Super Bowl, and we all want to be hanging out together, laughing about this discussion in a couple of years while we're on Michigan Avenue, cheering. That'd be great. Be the greatest thing ever. And hopefully that does happen. And hopefully whoever the Bears take, or if they stay with Justin Fields, that is the ultimate conclusion for this team. All right, give me my theme music, Tyler Farengall, please, because I got to go. I want to thank my guest today, Mark Grody, hanging out in the 9 o'clock hour. Got to thank Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago for hanging out as well. Want to thank my producer, holding it down, Tyler Farengall, baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name? It was me. My bad. I always forget that I gave him that name, but he's the most gangster producer we got. So baby T, it fits well. All right. Again, 12 o'clock, 7 minutes. I'm going to be down at B96. Come holler at me over there if you want more sportsing. That's happening right here. And then don't forget, again, spring training action. Cubs taking on the Guardians. Coverage begins at 1:55 right here on 670 The Score. Mi gente, that means my people. You are that. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time, which hopefully is sooner than later. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
That's right. Got a couple more minutes with you guys before I get out of here. And do not forget, spring training action for the Cubs continues today against the Guardians. Coverage begins at 1:55 right here on 670 The Score. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer got the call for the latest news on the Cubs or Sox. Download the Odyssey app. You should try checking out this thing called Chapters. It's where each show has, where each topic is like broken out so you can find, you know, whatever matters to you the most. To get started, just download the Odyssey app, then search 670 The Score and tap on a recent episode of any of your favorite shows. This is a fast 3 hours. I didn't know I was going to take as many phone calls as I did, But I'm glad I did. I'm glad you guys got the opportunity to talk about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're bored of the angles and the talking, it's fine. That's why I opened it up for the line, so that I wasn't talking for 2 hours about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. I wanted to hear your thoughts, and there's some good ones out there. A lot of people called in and said some great stuff. We got Jeff, Minneapolis, had some good takes. Got my guy Ant. Just really, you know, really good, respectable conversations. And I'm hesitant to take one more before I get out of here. So I won't. Just because, for what? We already know what it is. You're split. And you're going to be split for quite some time. Even when Caleb Williams gets drafted by the Chicago Bears, if he gets drafted by the Chicago Bears, you're going to hate him. You're going to hate it. The minute he throws an incompletion, you're going to get on him. Like, that's not going to change. What I do hope, and that we can agree on, is that we all want the Bears to win the Super Bowl, and we all want to be hanging out together, laughing about this discussion in a couple of years while we're on Michigan Avenue, cheering. That'd be great. Be the greatest thing ever. And hopefully that does happen. And hopefully whoever the Bears take, or if they stay with Justin Fields, that is the ultimate conclusion for this team. All right, give me my theme music, Tyler Farengall, please, because I got to go. I want to thank my guest today, Mark Grody, hanging out in the 9 o'clock hour. Got to thank Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago for hanging out as well. I want to thank my producer, holding it down, Tyler Farengall, Baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name? It was me. My bad. I always forget that I gave him that name, but he's the most gangster producer we got, so Baby T, it fits well. All right. Again, 12 o'clock, 7 minutes. I'm going to be down at B96. Come holler at me over there if you want more sportsing. That's happening right here. And then don't forget, again, spring training action. Cubs taking on the Guardians. Coverage begins at 1:55 right here on 670 The Score. Mi gente, that means my people. You are that. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time, which hopefully is sooner than later. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.